great pleasure of welcoming Michel Carey to the French language program once again.
Hi, Jean-Noël.
Hi.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. And Michel is the artistic director of the Melbourne International Film Festival, which starts very soon, August the 3rd, Michel.
Very soon.
And what a lineup you've got. It's also the 66th birthday edition. And you've got something like 356 films, from what I gather.
That's right. And you know, I mean, we have feature films, we have short films, but we also have virtual reality this year, and so and some TV work, so lots of different genres.
Yes, and you've also got a new look program guide. Can we talk about that one? How did it come about?
Oh, I'm very glad you noticed. Well, you know, as you say, it's been 66 years. I think it's important to sort of rejuvenate the program every once in a while. So we actually worked with Schwartz Media, who helped us redesign this beautiful looking guide. It's now 48 pages. It used to be 64. But we still have the same amount of films. So it's just a little bit more streamlined, a little bit cleaner looking. People won't miss it. It's very pink.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it at cafes, and it was in the Saturday paper in The Age on the weekend. And yes, please grab a copy.
Let's talk about the opening night, but maybe before that, who is going to be the festival patron this year?
Well, Jeffrey Rush is always our patron, and he's going to be around, which is terrific. So he'll be there on opening night. He's filming Storm Boy, I think, at the moment in Adelaide, but he'll be around on the weekends. He loves coming to MIFF. He brings his children, so that's very special for us. But yes, we have a number of guests coming. For a French guest, we have Michel Chion, who is most known as a theorist and a performer. He's been working since the 60s and 70s. His focus is on sound, so he's doing a lecture and a performance later in the festival. But we have many other guests. We have Jane Campion coming, which is very exciting, Luca Guadagnino, and lots of Australian guests, including the actress Melissa George, Creve Standers, David Wenham, lots of people.
So let's talk about the opening night film that you've selected. It's a Greg McLean film.
That's right. So it's going to be the world premiere. So this will be the first time it screens anywhere of the new Greg McLean film called Jungle. And what it's about, it's based on a real-life memoir by a man called Yossi Ginzburg, who's from Israel. And he went backpacking in the Bolivian jungle in the early 80s. And this is basically his extraordinary, hard-to-believe story of what happened when he did that. So sort of a jungle survival thriller film. It stars Daniel Radcliffe. People know him as Harry Potter, but that was a long time ago. And people...
he's grown up.
He really has grown up, and this is a very different role for him. So he stars as Yossi Ginzburg. And, it's quite a tense action thriller, as I mentioned. So, you know, kind of different sort of film for opening night, but it's going to look and sound amazing on the big screen. And we have a number of repeat screenings during the festival if people can't make it to opening.
Can we talk about some of the special events that you've selected?
Please, yes. What interests you most?
It's the science fiction retrospective. And
oh, that's going to be fun. Yeah. So we're doing a big science fiction program this year with 17 films, which is really huge. And so we have a number of classic films going back to even like the silent era. There's a Russian film called Aelita. We have some French films, including a very special event happening on the 10th of August, which is a live band performance to the French animation film Fantastic Planet, Planet Sauvage, by René Leloup, I think his name is. And this is a very sort of psychedelic animation. People might remember it. And so we're going to have a live band playing to that, which will be exciting. We also have a marathon, an overnight sci-fi marathon at the Astor Theatre. If people want to see six sci-fi films in a row, that's going to go all night on the 12th of August. And we just have lots of great sci-fi films, including the first film by Luc Besson called Le Dernier Combat. A very early role for Jean Reno. And look, there's so much stuff in there. I think the science fiction is going to be a lot of fun.
Michel, let's talk about the French films or the French co-productions that you've selected for this year.
Well, look, I think it's a really terrific year for French cinema. I mean, we have so many different types of films. We have documentaries, fictions. In our headliners section, which is our section for, I guess, what we call big festival films, there are a number of French productions, including BPM, by directed by Robin Campillo, which just won a major prize in Cannes and is, I guess, sort of based on his real life experience of the gay activists in the 90s, and that had such a positive review out of Cannes. And then we have, you know, the big films by the big auteur French directors such as Claire Denis, Let the Sunshine In, which is a beautiful, beautiful, very different kind of film for Claire Denis, a beautiful performance by Juliette Binoche. We have Isabelle Huppert in Happy End, which is directed by Michael Haneke, who did Amour some years ago. And what else do we have? Faces, Places by Agnès Varda and Géa, which is a beautiful documentary where they go out into the French regions and interview people about their lives. And it's such a special film. I mean, Agnès Varda is, you know, she's 87 years old now.
Wow.
And still making beautiful films. So that's a really special one. Oh, so many films. And then we have other films like Philippe Garrel, Lover for a Day, a really strong genre film called Thousand Cuts, which is pretty brutal, but I think it really shows a strong history of genre cinema, French genre cinema. And some other quite curious films such as Sleeping Beauty, which is directed by Adolfo Arrieta, and a lovely documentary on the Paris Opera. It's really worth seeing.
I won't ask what your favourite film is, because we want to encourage people to go and see all of them if possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a really difficult question to ask, and people do ask me this a lot, and I'm not being disingenuous. I mean, there are really so many, and, you know, it depends on your mood. You know, whether you want to see a documentary or something lighter or something a bit more intense. There's really something for everyone at MIF, so we just encourage people to go onto our website, mif.com.au. There are trailers online. You can do your own research. Make your own choice.
Let's talk about some of the Australian films, because I think it's also a celebration of local filmmaking that you're doing this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a huge Australian selection this year. And as you mentioned, you know, as part of MIF, we do new premieres of Australian films. So this is the first time people can see these films. Pretty much every film will have the filmmakers present, which I think is also exciting, so the audience can ask questions after. So we mentioned Jungle, that's an Australian film. Mm-hmm. A couple of the others will be screening a new film directed by the actor David Wenham called Ellipsis, which is a really lovely low-budget sort of romance comedy that he's actually directed, and that's a really lovely film. We also, as part of our festival, we have three galas. So we have opening, we have our centerpiece program, and we also have our closing night. So they're our big galas, and all of them are world premiere Australian films. So we mentioned Jungle. The next film for centerpiece is Three Summers, which is a new Australian, Ben Elton, yes, Australian comedy, sort of social satire directed by Ben Elton, who's he's a British writer, comedian, director, everything, actor, but he's been living, not a lot of people know, he's been living in Australia for quite some time. So, you know, he really considers himself as an Australian these days, and this is for him a very Australian story set at the backdrop of a folk festival. And it's got a lot in there. I think it's really lovely. It stars Magda Zabanski and Michael Caton, and there's a big, big cast. So that's going to be a really special one as part of our centrepiece. And then our closing night film is a documentary on the great Australian singer-musician Gurumul. He's an ARIA Award-winning Indigenous blind musician, heavenly voice, like an angel. And this is a documentary on him, and it's very special because he's incredibly shy. And so to make a film about someone like this, I think, would be very challenging, but it's very moving. So I think that's going to be a special way to finish the festival.
And Michelle, also there's a focus in this year's edition on pioneering women.
Yeah, so that's also an Australian program. Pioneering Women is a program of older films. It's looking at the era of the 80s and early 90s Australian films that were all directed by women directors. So, of course, in this era, we had people like Jane Campion and Gillian Armstrong come through, who are still making great films today. And we're also showing some other films, I guess, that aren't as well known. One of my favourites is called Celia, which we're presenting a world premiere of in conjunction with the National Film and Sound Archive, who've just done a digital restoration. And that's directed by Ann Turner. And it's sort of a film. It's a very adult film, but seen through the eyes of a child. So it's a little bit magical, but it's also, you know, it's basically set in the 50s in the Melbourne suburbs. And it's looking at this young girl as she's coming of age, and a family of very cosmopolitan communists live in next door to her. So it's sort of looking at the politics of the era as well. So I think Celia will be exciting. And there's other really fun films such as Starstruck, which is directed by Gillian Armstrong, which is one of my favourite films from the early 80s. And so I think everything in pioneering women is worth going to.
Michelle, thank you so much for coming on to the French language program.
And my pleasure.
Meilleurs vœux et bonne continuation, as
Merci.
We say.
Merci beaucoup.